This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 486 for Friday, July 19th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market saw early gains fade into the red on Friday, despite persistent hot and dry weather on the prairies. Chicago soil and Malaysian palm oil were higher, but European rapeseed was mixed. Crude oil lost $2 US per barrel due to Chinese demand concerns and renewed hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 170,800 tons of canola were exported during the week ended July 14th, down nearly 67,000 tons from the previous week. Cumulative exports this marketing year total 6.696 million tons, down from 7.851 million last year. The Canadian dollar was down nearly 2/10 of a US cent compared to Thursday's close. The November canola contract was down $3.50 per ton at $646.20. In the U.S., corn was steady, soybeans were down, and wheat was higher. Parts of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, Indiana, and Ohio could see nearly 25 millimeters of rain over the next week. However, drier conditions were forecast in northern and western corn-growing areas of the U.S. going into August. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported Argentina's corn planting was up nearly 10 percentage points from last week at 79.2%, maintaining its production forecast of 46.5 million tons. The projected average yield is 6.55 tons per hectare, 1.45 more than last year. The September corn contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $3.91. Forward sales for new crop U.S. soybeans are 2.074 million tons, the lowest figure in 20 years. However, the USDA announced on Friday 105,000 tons of soy meal were sold for 2024-25 delivery to unknown destinations. Brazilian crop consultancy Safras and Mercado projected the country's soybean crop to be 151.5 million tons this year and 171.5 million tons in 2024-25. The November soybean contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.36. The CGC said 306,000 tons of wheat were exported in the week ended July 14th, putting season-to-date exports at 20.39 million tons, up 7.8% from a year ago. Rainfall in France has deteriorated the country's soft wheat crop, as France Agrimaire rated it at 52% good to excellent on July 15th, 5 points less than last week and down 28 points from last year, the worst rating since 2016. So far, 14% of the wheat crop was cut, compared to 4% the previous week and 51% last year. The BAGE reported 96% of Argentina's wheat crop was planted, up only 2.2 points from last week due to polar winds. The September Chicago wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.43. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.70. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.12. That's a look at the ice futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.